New Constraints on Anisotropic Expansion from Supernovae Type IA, by W. Rahman et al. We re-examine the contentious question of constraints on anisotropic expansion from Type IA supernovae SNIA in the light of a novel determination of peculiar velocities, which are crucial to test isotropy with supernovae out to distances is less than or equal to 200 per hour MPC. We re-analyze the Joint Light Curve Analysis JLA supernovae SNE data, improving on previous treatments of peculiar velocity corrections and their uncertainties, both statistical and systematic, by adopting state-of-the-art flow models constrained independently via the 2M++ Galaxy Redshift compilation. We also introduce a novel procedure to account for color-based selection effects, and adjust the redshift of low ZSNE self consistently in the light of our improved peculiar velocity model. We adopt the Bayesian hierarchical model Bahamas to constrain a dipole in the distance modulus in the context of the model and the deceleration parameter in a phenomenological cosmographic expansion. We do not find any evidence for anisotropic expansion, and place a tight upper bound on the amplitude of a dipole, d mu. This was New Constraints on Anisotropic Expansion from Supernovae Type IA, by W. Rahman et al.